full coverage, your favorite podcast with Manny Amy Way and Laura Lee.
Woo woo!
But today, we have a special guest!
Oh, okay.
We have Miss Jackie Ida here today.
Hi.
Jackie.
Hey.
Hey.
You know, I used to like literally do that on my video. Because Jackie would do it.
Can't
I was like,
that.
I would start the video. I'm like, Jackie. Like Jackie's name
it's
is not
the best
even
hype song.
It honestly
it's
really
it's
is.
Not my, it's an actual song though. Like it's
wait,
not
what?
My. Yeah, it's an actual song.
I was 100%
that.
Sure
no.
that was yours.
And funny enough, the artist is Jackie O. Like she was
oh,
a rapper.
What?
She was a rapper from Florida, and it was a Ying Yang Twin song.
Are you?
And the intro was like Jackie.
Wait,
you probably heard it before.
I think I have
you
too.
You probably heard it before.
It's like
this is copyright infringement.
Around your ankles.
No. Okay, they sampled that part of the song in that song.
Okay, because that's
you're
what I've
thinking
heard
of
it.
Salt Shaker.
Yes.
It's not
okay,
the same
got
song.
Okay, got it.
When you go, jangga.
So they took that
jangga
part.
They took that part and put it in the song.
Why are we at a club right now?
The thing
why are we literally clubbing right
minus
now?
Alcohol, but it's
you
fine.
Learn something
it's
new every day.
Yes, it's a song.
Yeah, there it is.
I love that.
Iconic.
I'm actually really excited, you guys. So we have Jackie here. We've known Jackie for literally ever?
Day one.
Almost day one.
When did we meet?
Because actually, I don't remember when I met you.
Because I'm thinking about the first photo we have together. And it's like us like smiling.
Photo?
And it's literally, I'm wearing glasses and I'm like, you know when you take
that
the high photos
France,
from like
was
this?
It?
Was
oh
it
no,
God,
no, it was at an event. No, you know the angle that you like.
Not the
but that angle. This?
No, but,
yes.
But why do we retire that angle? That angle still hits though.
No, it does.
It's
it makes my
jawline
bomb.
Snatched.
I mean, we need to go back to
we
that.
Were onto something with that angle.
Things were happening with that
things
angle.
Things were happening.
We
wait,
were
so when
it
did you guys meet?
What I'm trying
this?
To think of the event.
I don't remember.
Was it like a Two-Face event potentially? Like a Two-Face dinner?
No, I don't know why I just keep thinking of like one of the Jouer trips.
Okay.
When
that
you said
could be
picture,
it.
You wearing glasses. That's what I keep thinking of. Mm. But maybe I'm wrong.
But that was like pre, like that was like my pre evolution.
Yeah.
When I wore glasses before my teeth, before my hairline.
We
I don't want to talk about that time.
Everybody's got a pre evolution.
I don't want to talk about my pre evolution.
Oh my!
Well, we're gonna talk about today. That's why me and Jackie brought you here.
You're like, we're actually having an intervention.
Actually, let's go
turn
ahead
the
and
mic
dive
off.
In.
Manny, you've had too much work. And then we need help.
No.
But we're going to be here. We just want to interview Jackie and just have fun and chill.
Well, when did I meet you? Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in
mm-hmm,
your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I feel like it was way before me.
I definitely met you first.
Uh-huh. Mm. I met you through Nur, right?
Nur? Probably.
Probably.
No, because I don't know why I feel like it was like, you know her too?
Mm. Yeah.
I feel like I remember having that moment. But I remember when you first moved to LA.
Yep.
And you didn't live in LA. You lived in the IE, right?
Yep. Correct.
I don't know. I have the worst memory.
Honestly,
me
I
too. But that was also like almost 7 years ago.
That was a long time
so
ago.
So that was a really
that's
long
what we're
time
trying.
Ago.
We're trying to say is that like we've known each other for that so long. Long.
It's like three apartments ago, four cars ago.
Period.
Pre Invisalign. Like,
different no, literally. Invisalign for me, you, all of us.
Different. I was in San Diego and yeah. I was driving up. I remember constantly. That. I was yes. always driving up to do everything.
You would oh say at Patrick's. Uh huh. I would say at Patrick's. Do you remember that?
House it's too much.
Downtown. It's too much. Yeah. It's too much.
I mean, we all made it happen. Like, we all try to make our dreams happen and we did.
Period. That's what you do.
And that's what you do.
Exactly.
Yep.
But we're going to start off with the P and the P of the week.
Ooh.
So we have to, okay, so we like to do this where it'll usually will be like what happened this week, but I like the peak and pit even more.
Okay.
Because you get to talk about like a good thing and like a bad thing.
Bad thing. Yeah. We always like to start with good news.
Always good.
Oh.
First.
Do I have to start?
Yeah. You're like the guest.
You okay.
You have to start now at this point.
So I was going to say my peak was Valentine's Day because naturally
romance.
Just had Valentine's
yes.
Day. But I would say this morning I was rushing to get here. And thank you guys for accommodating, by the way.
Oh my God, of course. Like, of course.
Queen of being late. And Dennis, on the way, me rushing to get here, was just like, oh, like, he kept asking me, like, you should eat breakfast. Like, are you going to eat breakfast? You should breakfast. Because he knows I cannot function without food.
Yeah.
And he made sure that I had, like, something to eat on my way here. It was really sweet and thoughtful.
Wait, that's so cute.
Yeah.
It's honestly little
like
things.
Little small things like that.
Those
so that
the
was
biggest thing.
Today's peak, at least.
That's so cute.
That's really sweet.
Hit yesterday. I was having a downward spiral.
No, wait, why?
No.
Like one of those, like a personal downward?
It's just a PMS thing. It's just like a everything is wrong in life.
Yep.
Like I would be like, that's making me really emotional.
The pink. That, the pink is pinky.
Just for no reason.
I feel that. Got and it crashes it. Your whole day.
It was just there was just a lot happening yesterday.
Mm.
But today I was fine. I woke up and I was just like, damn, I was kind of tripping.
And I every just, like, time got I have a PMS day, I never blame it on PMS. I'm like, it's for sure not that. It's everyone else.
Everyone else is annoying.
Yeah, for sure not that. Definitely not me. And then like 2 days later, I'm like, fuck, that was a PMS.
You know what though? I feel like it's not really what you're reacting to that makes it so like dramatic. I feel like it's just like the feelings are valid.
Yeah,
it's just how I respond to them. I question sometimes.
It's minor way more aggressive.
Like, it's just way more overhyped.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Like, arguably a hangnail sucks, but like
yes,
did I have to cry for 3 hours about it? You know, this is just an example.
Got
this
it.
Is an
yeah.
example. Like
no, and yeah. I like to hear it because I can't relate on this way.
Yeah, you can't relate to it, and I feel like a lot of times people love to be like, well, it's not an excuse. It's like, well, like it actually is,
but it's valid.
Actually, like, and
it
like,
almost like you can't help
you
it.
You cannot help it.
Yeah.
So that was my pit.
Wow. So, actually, yeah. Like I, because I obviously cannot have a period. I don't have a period.
That's such a shame.
I wish people would be more compassionate about
I do,
that, though.
No, yeah. I literally
it's
do too.
It's a very normal part of life, mm-hmm. and it's yes. not something to be ashamed of.
But yeah, it's also like just being empathetic too. Like I can't, you absolutely. Know, relate in that way, mm-hmm. but I can be sympathetic in the way. But like, oh, I understand. Like you're going through this right now. It sucks, and it's like a monthly thing. Like it's terrible. It's not like it's like an
it
easy
comes
thing.
Too often. I feel
way too often. Like
you're like,
once a month is a lot.
Do we have to have this?
No, literally. And I'm not saying that periods are terrible. I'm saying it's terrible. That you have to go to like emotional the whole, roller coasters.
Yeah. All the drama. That
literally,
comes with
so
it.
I literally was like, that's terrible. And I'm like, no, periods aren't terrible. We love periods. Periods are good. But the emotional roller coaster exactly. of like periods, like that sucks.
They come with a lot of baggage.
Yeah.
It
does. What's mm-hmm. your peak and peak pit of the week?
Mine.
What?
Wait, why do you add Laura right after me?
Period. So Laura, I'm so on your peak and pit.
Okay.
Speaking of periods.
So mine's interesting. So this is my peak. I got all my lip filler dissolved.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, can you, hold on, question. Okay, question. I'm not trying to sound ignorant.
Wait.
Can you fully actually remove it? Like fully.
Yes,
fully.
And I'm gonna tell you that my experience and like all the details because I think
give it,
even
give
though
it. I'm actually very
not
intrigued
everyone
by this.
Gets it. Okay, so I got lip filler 6 years ago, and it was half a syringe, so very, very little, only in my upper lip, none in my bottom, because my bottom lip is pretty decently full, but my upper lip didn't match it at all. So I was like,
that's
just
annoying.
a
little tweaky,
just a little. And it was no big deal. It looked great. About a year went by. It was kind of gone. Like, my lip went back down. So I was like, I'll do another half syringe. I did it. So about 5 years ago, I got the other half syringe. And then it migrated all up in here. So when I put
on... So annoying.
Oh. So fucking annoying.
So annoying.
Let me tell
you. You know what? Okay, can I put in a request? A future episode? Just like the evolution of like... facial filler, non-invasive plastic surgery, like the
and like how it's gotten.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was peaks and valleys of it. Yes, yeah. Like how it literally like skyrocketed and then, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's true.
I'm so fascinated by it. And I think there's so much that we don't know about how filler does move. Mm-hmm. Don't nobody tell you that.
No one told me.
Plucking and, you know, like no one telling you that.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, 5 years later, you don't even recognize yourself.
Something that was like a puffin. Year,
yeah, sucking a puffin.
I like a puffin.
My upper lip look like a puffin.
Don't make that face. Okay, Manny.
Suddenly you look like a puffin.
I see what time it is. Okay.
That sucks. Okay. Sucks to suck.
My upper lip.
You're not serious.
I play too much. I do.
We love it.
We love it. Okay, so it migrated to here.
Oh, migrated to my upper lip.
How long did it take from when you first got it? A year, you said?
To migrate?
To migrate, yeah.
Yeah, I would say maybe like a year. But the first round didn't really do that. And they were like, you'll metabolize it quickly. I did. My lip kind of went back down really quick. And I was like, So I was like, I'll do another half syringe. So I'm supposed to do, right? Like,
and it was the same type of filler.
Exact same. Juvederm. In my education on it, because I had 21 questions, the girl, she was amazing. By the way, I sat here with a lump in my lip, upper lip, for 5 years because I was so terrified of the pain I was going to go through because everyone says it's
painful.
It's like acid in your lips.
Acid. They say it's essentially it's like as if you acid.
Like have acid in there dissolving.
That turns the filler into water and your body just gets rid of it. That's
it's painful though?
So excruciatingly painful. Karen even told me she got a full like YouTube video. I watched it. It fucking traumatized me. So I was like, I put it off for 5 years and just was so insecure. I'd only like show mostly if you look at my Instagram, it's like this half my face because I'm hiding the huge hump because I'm such a dumb bitch. Instead of just fucking dealing with it, I'm not doing it. I'll just hide this half of my face for 5 years.
But honestly,
seems logical, right?
It was, honestly, I didn't even notice it though.
I noticed it every day.
Wow.
Every fucking day.
You know your body
day.
Better
yeah,
than
you know. Yeah, exactly.
You know how it is.
You
like,
know
like,
it. Yeah.
Ooh, it ate me up. So I finally got the guts. I went to Kate Somerville, which by the way, they're amazing. Fucking bomb.
They do that there?
Mm. Not really. Yes and no. They're kind of like not what we want to do here, but we'll do it for you. We'll fix
you. They'll give you like Botox and stuff too.
They do Botox and fillers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They do all of it.
That was nice.
That is what they're good at. But as far as to filling, they're great at that too, but they don't really advertise that. But they're like, we'll help you out. So I go in there. I'm like sweating. I'm like, girl, I know you're about to put me through so much. And she goes, oh, we numb. We numb you.
That's what I was going to ask.
Wait, like, I was going to ask that too.
Now they do. They used to not, though.
Oh, got
why,
it. Though?
Like, why do they not numb you?
I guess because now the solution, sick. They make sick.
This is sick,
that's,
man.
That's actually, like, demonic.
I think they want to teach you a lesson. I think they honestly want to teach people a lesson.
They're probably like, she seems like she hasn't done too much. We'll go ahead and give her the numbing. If she gets crazy, she's getting the spice.
She's getting the spice, yeah.
She's getting the spice.
It's getting hot.
But so she literally was like, it has lidocaine mixed in it now. So by the time I prick you, you're not going to feel anything. And I sure didn't. She poked me here and ran the needle all the way from here to my cubit's bow. Yes. Oh,
you're
yeah.
Lying.
You can hear things like popping as she's like jamming it in. Yes. Trauma.
Wait, no way.
I didn't feel anything, so it was fine. And then she does it over here. And I was black and blue. My whole upper lip. Look, I had a mustache because I was black here.
From bruising.
No, but Arnica? I felt nothing.
Oh my God, girl.
Oh my God, you feel it.
Give me some Arnica tablets, honey.
Oh my God, I love Arnica tablets.
Arnica, let me tell you something. Arnica is like the skincare best kept secret.
What is Arnica?
Okay, so I call it like cucumber in a bottle. That doesn't really make any sense. But like cucumber is like calming for the skin.
Okay.
It is soothing, cooling. So the one that I use is from my esthetician. It has cucumber mixed in it. But Arnica is basically like, it's like Neosporin for your skin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It's a healing.
Never like, heard of it. Healing. I need it that.
So like, let's say you just got a chemical peel and girl, it's just giving like, I cannot see you in 5 days because you're red or your skin is
like a good
really
one.
Irritated. Like, I don't care how sensitive your skin is. Arnica literally works for everyone. It's
wow.
Great. But it's also known to be great for bruising.
Oh, yep, okay. Well, I'm going to get it because I she told me like I know people who have done 6 rounds of dissolving because they have so much filler. They found Juvederm in a woman's face for 10 years. So everything they tell you about filler is a fucking lie. That shit stays in your face.
I'm confused. How much do you?
Wait, 10 years.
Confused.
Well, I'm sure this person, whoever it was.
She kept getting filled and filled. On topping.
Was
filling on top of the filler. This is a camera moment though.
See, that's the. Yep.
So she just kept going and building on top of it.
She literally told me, she was like, let me educate you on fillers. I was like, please, someone, because I'm a fucking idiot. But anyways, she was like, They last forever. It's bullshit talking about they metabolize out. She was like, that's why that lump's been in your upper lip for 5 years and it's going to stay there until you dissolve it. And she said, anyone that's getting lip filler, every 3 years, you should get your whole lip dissolved and start fresh.
Oh,
that's a good tip.
That's a really good tip. Yeah. I did not know
that
at all.
You should not be building on top. She was like, you should not be doing that. It's hard to get rid of that way. So,
that's so good to know, Laura. That's like a good advice. Got my upper lip.
Yeah, diffused. Uh-huh. I'll probably diffuse it one more time, and then uh-huh. I'll pump it back up. I'm just kidding.
Oh, period. Okay, period. Yeah, what you doing? Are you going to do another type or something? Like Juvederm?
Well, now that I'm so educated, and I feel like I know what I'm doing, and I'm not going to do Juvederm, because she said Juvederm is so good for the face, but she said your lip moves so much. That's why it migrates. She was like, try Restylane, so I'm going to try that. Okay. I don't know, but she was like, Juvederm's great for like other areas that you
that
don't
doesn't
move.
Move as much.
Yeah.
Got it. So much to know.
I'm actually kind of shocked. I did not know like so any much of that, to know. To be honest. Yeah. I always really got Botox, so I never really got filler. I've gotten a little bit here on like my jawline and a little bit under my eyes, but after I did it one time, I never stopped doing it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it made my eyes look darker underneath the eyes. Thank you.
I've heard that too.
I feel like it went darker. Yeah, I've heard and then that here, too. So I got filler here and I didn't mind it here, but I got it a little bit here to like kind of make it like match. Mm-hmm. But here, it like migrated to give me this.
Whoa.
It gave me a little like gobble.
All the way on your under chin?
On my under, like literally in this section right here. I was like, I literally got lipo under here to get rid of it. So I'm like, this is post. Oh, so I'm like, oh no, that's not there.
That's
wasn't there.
When you did the lipo after.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, wait, no, like that, it literally moved then.
People just like I just didn't know that any of this.
Yeah, you don't know. And then you go to professionals to ask these questions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they're telling you
they're like
all kinds of fluff.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
A world we live in.
What a world.
What
was my pit? Did you say a pit?
She did. She already gave
I
her
did.
Pit.
What was mine?
You didn't say it.
Oh, yeah, you didn't say it.
You didn't say what your fucking pit was. Give us your pit.
Let's see here.
Laura, that laugh.
That cackle.
That
was a cackle. It wasn't a laugh. That was a cackle.
Something had to happen. Horrible. Let me think about it. Something terrible.
Something
maybe
terrible
inconvenient.
Trash.
Inconvenient.
Inconvenient.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I think I have one now.
Oh.
Well, my cat killed pit. Two birds yesterday, but I mean, that's horrible for the birds, not me.
Two.
Two.
But that's also inconvenient.
It was. I literally picked it up and flung it. It was dead. Oh.
Laura.
I literally deal with this.
Wait, you did it or the cat flung it?
Me.
Laura, what?
I know. I'm a wild animal. Literally.
But like also, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to fucking do in that situation, honestly?
I thought you had to like call a hotline and they pick it up or something.
Jackie, I would fucking scream if you called a hotline and said there are
they're dead
birds.
Yeah, she does this all the time.
Even pick up a dead cricket.
No.
Oh yeah. No, I'm
let alone.
Yeah.
I literally
bird?
Picked up a live mouse by its tail out of my pool with my bare hand and threw it over the fence to save it. I know.
Laura. If we're in the wilderness, Laura's gonna survive.
Let me tell you something.
Dead.
If something happens, call me.
No, literally, I'm like, Laura, there is a dead bobcat in my house. Please
come to her.
Laura comes in with that fucking hat on, like with a net.
I got it.
My eyes are literally watering. Laura,
that's
you are too much.
That's definitely a pit.
I know.
That's a good thing, though. But the pit is, a dead.
I mean, dead animals, that's not cute.
My cats, they're wild.
But I know, I've seen, like, they like trapped a rat somewhere that they're trying to get
fine.
It out.
They're
like,
savages.
All of it. Like, they're savages. That's what cats
I thought
are.
It was like a cartoon thing. I didn't know cat
it's
and mice
real.
Was like a real thing.
It is. Don't do it.
I don't.
I have four. Huge mistake.
No, you love them.
Take that back.
But having four is probably intense.
I think having four is a lot.
Ooh.
They're fucking everywhere.
They really are. They're coming out of your seams.
Yeah.
Wow.
Literally.
All over the house. There's
bursting.
A cat just flying out everywhere.
Dang.
Cat. So
cats
it's
are
a
cute
lot.
Though.
They are very,
they are.
Very
cats.
Cute. And they're
not if you're a cat listening, shout out to you.
Like this video if you're a cat. Hit the comment.
If you're a dog, dislike it.
Dog put like thumbs down.
Like, you fucking idiot.
Oh my God.
Oh my. Okay, we're gonna take a quick break real quick, and then we'll be back for my peek and pit.
Yours.
Okay.
We'll
take
be
a quick
right
break.
Back.
Be right back.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And we're back.
We're back. We're back. We're freaking motherfucking back. Hey. Okay, guys. So actually, I did my peak and pit.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so my peak and pit. Okay, so I've still been talking to the same guy that I've been talking to. I'm like dating someone, kind of.
Yes.
Talking, dating, like that vibe.
Love it.
We've gone on 4 dates, and that's a lot for me. Yeah, I have like a 3-day curse.
He has a 3-day curse.
I have like where it's like, I'll go on like 3 dates, and I'm like, I'm over it.
And I learned via the podcast that you've never had a boyfriend.
Never had like a long-term boyfriend. That's crazy. I've dated, of course, but I've never had a long-term boyfriend where I'm like, oh, like, I love you, you're my boyfriend. Yeah, never been in a relationship in that way.
You must be picky.
I saw that discussion.
No, I definitely am picky, but I've gotten to the point now where it's like, I'm not even mad about me being picky.
Yeah,
I used to be more like, why am I so picky? But now I'm like, well, I feel like I have a lot to offer.
You do.
And I'm a good person.
You
and
are.
Like, I have a great family and great friends. Like, if I'm bringing a lot to your life,
yeah,
I want that level to me as well, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want to be like, I'm like babying someone in a relationship either.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, like I want it to be like an equal ground almost.
I get it.
So that's kind of why I feel like I'm at right now. But we went on like 4 dates. He just left actually back home yesterday. So that's like my pit.
He doesn't live here.
So that's my pit. He doesn't live here. He just went back home. So I'm like, oh my God, that's so freaking annoying. But we ended up going and like having like this like cute little day. We went and got like sandwiches together, hung out in his car for like 3 hours.
Did you kiss?
That was my peak. We did.
Oh.
We did. We kissed. And I love kissing you. Exactly. So, but the thing is, we haven't gotten sandwiches. I've never been to Fat Sal's before in my whole life.
Me either.
It's I've like heard this of like sandwich place.
Yeah, I've heard of that place.
But I didn't realize that they literally have like chicken tenders, like fries. Like they have like really intense stuff in the sandwich.
What the?
It's like fries and tenders and like hash browns.
Yeah, I just need a little smoked turkey.
No, it's like buffalo sauce in it. Like, it's like so much stuff.
I'm not gonna say no to buffalo sauce.
It was so good.
I'm not gonna lie.
It was honestly so fire. I had a great time. But the thing is, I loved eating it. Didn't love when it left. my body.
Got you good, didn't it?
It got me good leaving.
That was one of my
pits
yesterday.
That was
too.
My pit.
It was bad.
It was. I was like, you know, when you're praying.
It was Papa John's.
No,
it was bad. Pizza. Papa John's has never betrayed me like that.
Pizza will but get it got me you good. Sometimes.
It got me.
Was it the cheese?
No, I don't eat cheese. I don't eat cheese on pizza.
Oh, God.
I don't know what. And I get the same combo. I go right into Postmates, reorder. I get the
you know
same
it. It's
combo.
Like boom, boom.
And I was eating it and I was like, some tastes a little different.
Oh, no. No.
I know
really
this
hungry.
Meal well.
And I just kept going. And then immediately, like my body always processes immediately 10 minutes later.
No, it didn't.
And it progressively went from like, okay, time to, you know, relieve myself.
Yes.
To, no, I think I might be here for a while.
Oh, God.
It was bad. I thought I was going to.
Go up to a double.
I for sure think it was food poisoning.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Like you're gonna throw up. Most
yeah,
likely
I for
food
sure.
Poisoning.
It was like I get really, really hot. My head is pounding.
Yes, you get sweaty. I get sweaty.
I get really,
that
really
sounds
sweaty.
Like food poisoning.
It was really, really bad. But
oh my god,
10 minutes on the toilet, nothing that can fix. And a little kombucha. Drink kombucha.
Oh, kombucha, you're
whenever
right.
You get
and that helps like with
that.
Your.
Yeah,
it helps like it helps like what
it helps you digest.
Is it like a fungus, right? Kombucha is like a fungus.
No, it's a fermented tea.
Fermented. There you go.
It might be
fermented.
A fungus too.
I was like something like that.
Remember,
the other night, Laura texted me. She was like, "I need help."
I've been praying.
Oh, I've been praying.
Toilet.
It was a praying toilet moment. We're not us all having praying toilet moments
I mean,
this week.
It happens. Like,
it does.
I don't know why I felt like I needed to tell you.
Well, because we were texting about something, and then you're like, "I'm on the
too.
Toilet."
I will literally tell her, "Girl, I'm really regular this week. Like, how you feeling? Like, how's
it look when you turn around?"
What color is she looking like today?
Oh, solid.
That's adult.
What's happening? That's
adult. You need to know the colors, the shades. Yes.
You do though.
You need
to
make
sure
you're irregularities,
good.
Honey.
I told him the promises I made to God if he would help me through this situation. Yep. I swear I won't drink anymore from that.
I be making promises to God when I'm on the toilet when they're bad.
Yeah. Like that kind of pain.
It's like
pain.
I'm like, I swear I'll never have sex again. Like
it's like
very
crippling.
That.
It is. And you can't touch it or grab it.
And it was multiple times.
Oh my God! The sandwich had you.
Multiple times. That's why I'm like, I don't think I can ever do this again.
So are you
it was
go
multiple
back,
what, times.
Like, are you gonna go back and eat there?
Now? If I take like some medicine before, I'm maybe down. Some Imodium before, I might have to do it because it was so fucking good.
What'd you get?
But I was unwell. Like, it was like the buffalo sandwich.
Oh, okay, that's what
you probably just got a bad one.
I might have gotten a bad one because it was like that was like 3 times after I had to be on the toilet, and it was like not fun.
It was at the pit.
That was my pit.
And then your
the peak was the sandwich.
It was the pit was the sandwich situation, and my peak was hanging out with them. Yeah, the date.
Damn. That's romance, right?
But
there.
It was deadly. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my God,
I felt sick.
Wait, Laura, sick. You have a loop in your hair, like
a loop.
It's my hair.
You know
extensions.
How like in your hair? No. It's a Manny. You might be able to
is
catch
it. Here?
Let me see.
You see that?
I see a loop.
Yeah, pull it.
It's the cutest loop I've ever seen.
There you go. Keep pulling.
Oh my God, that was so adorable.
It was kind of cute though.
I was like, we should have kept it in the whole time.
But I would have been so annoyed if I did all that filming.
And you're like, really? A loop?
I hate that.
But also, there's no way they could see it from this angle.
Yeah, exactly.
No way.
But they can see it right here.
Yeah, that one. They're like, uh-huh, a loop like this. Okay, so actually, I want to ask you a question of like how you started in the beauty space and the beauty community. Like, when did this like even start off for you? How did it like go? Like, when did you even start loving beauty in the first place?
Okay, so I've been loving beauty long before YouTube,
okay,
the beauty guru era started. Mm-hmm. But I really started really having an appreciation for makeup, I would say as early as like 12, 13. Like I would see pictures of my mom and I'd be like, wow. Like I just, my earliest memories of like makeup where I would go through her stuff and she always had like berry colored lipsticks. So she would have like purples, reds. She would tell me all the time, like, Jackie, no matter how horrible your day is, never leave the house without lipstick and earrings. And she was very like she wasn't really a glam girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I remember like as a child seeing these pictures of her when she was like younger, like before I was born.
Yeah.
And she would wear these like really pretty, because this was like the 80s.
Okay.
She would wear those like duochrome shadows.
Yeah.
And then I remember like going through her makeup and I would see them and I'd be like, that must have been like what she was like as early as like 11. Mm-hmm. I could make the connection. This looks like the same makeup that she's
wearing.
But also, why the hell was you keeping makeup from the 80s?
That's inspired, baby.
Inspiration
it's
day,
inspired.
Baby girl.
Why do you still have blue brown pigment in here?
I don't know what
Thank
their
you.
Generation is called, but they do that.
They had a lot less. I feel like there was a lot less knowledge about.
Oh, for sure. And also a lot less like product too, though. Like,
that too.
Now there's like a zillion
way
brands. And back
oh
then it was like,
God,
you got Mac.
L'Oreal.
You had Revlon. Like you had like the drugstore ones, but there was
Absolutely.
Not a ton of options.
No, mm-hmm. not a lot of options at all. But anyway, I would see these pictures of her and I was like really fascinated, but I was like too shy to wear makeup until like, I would say like senior year of high school. I was like, okay.
Like, this is the time.
Yes. Yeah. But when I was a kid, I would like sketch faces and I would sketch.
Oh my God. No,
I would
way.
Draw brows. I would draw. I would like study facial anatomy. Like, I was really fascinated with like the shapes of faces and I would draw and sketch. So that's
so you can draw.
I don't even know if I can draw anymore.
I can't draw in my literal life.
I haven't drawn since I was probably like 16. But I used to sketch. I used to design clothes. I designed my prom dress. I drew and designed my prom dress. And my mom was a seamstress, so she sewed it.
Oh my God. That is so fucking cool. I didn't know
that. So that's how the beauty fascination started. Now, mind you, this was like we said, like back in the day, there was no options.
Right. Yes.
So basically, I pretty much became like the go-to for like my friends, my girlfriends. They would not do the makeup. They would come to me.
Yeah.
And so then I get to college, and this was... Okay, so YouTube, what started 2006?
Yeah.
Yep.
So around the time that I started college was around the time that YouTube became popular, but I didn't know it yet. I didn't discover YouTube till like three, four years later.
Okay. Right.
So I'm in college and like Mac is like super, super popular.
It's the thing.
But I couldn't afford Mac.
Nope.
So back in the day, you know what people used to do like me?
What?
I would buy samples of pigment on eBay.
Oh.
Do y'all remember that era?
Yes.
I do.
They would sell them for like $3 and people would buy like the full size pigment.
And they would divvy out.
Mac, and they would last you a long time.
God, they would last forever. Me like years.
Literally.
So that's how I like started to like build my little collection.
Your amazing. Little kit.
My little kit.
Wait, that's so fucking smart from eBay like pigments.
But also kind of sketch.
I mean, it could be sketch. Yes.
Could be.
Times are different.
Anthrax and
no, literally. No, no, times are very different.
Very sketchy. No, no. Like,
but back then, you don't know better.
You don't know any better. And you just don't care. Like, you're just
no,
like,
you
well,
it's also, don't care.
It's also eBay. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I know what I'm getting myself into. I'll try it. It's eBay. I don't care.
It's fine.
I'm taking my risk.
At that point, it's worth the risk.
It's like, it's $3.
Well, it was,
dude.
But also people weren't as like sketchy.
They were.
Exactly.
It was a little bit more like faith based. Like people weren't as weird.
Yes.
So that was kind of like how I got started. And then 3-4 years in, 2008, 2009, I'm living in Hawaii. And this is really when I started to like get obsessed. Like I became obsessed with YouTube because it was just fun. Like it was just so cool. And at the time, like I was really unhappy. I was married. I was living in Hawaii. And my best friend used to just be like, well, all the like the makeup looks that you do, like why don't you just put them on YouTube?
Wow.
And I just was not like a camera girl. Like as a makeup artist, I was so used to being behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like, it just never, I never made the connection of like me being the person from the camera.
Right.
That wasn't how I thought at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatsoever. So I just be like, girl, bye. Like, what do I look like being on YouTube, girl?
Right.
You're like, I'm not interested.
I think a part of me thought I was like too cool. I was just
totally.
Like,
you're like, I'm the artist behind the
I'm
camera.
I'm the artist behind
yes, the I'm camera. In front of it.
Like, I could never.
Yeah, I have talent.
But let's talk about it. Yeah, there was a time where I really felt that way.
There's a stigma.
Where I really
especially
felt
if you like, worked
like,
at like the counters
if you
and stuff
were
like
a makeup,
that.
Oh, there was a whole like beef. It was like beauty gurus versus professional makeup
especially
artists.
Especially MAC artists.
Oh,
girl.
Honed in specifically.
The MAC artist.
It was as a specific. MAC alumni. Alumnus.
Same?
Is it
same?
Alumni?
Same.
Are you really?
I have a MAC alum.
I did not know that. No
but I was
way.
A freelancer. I was a freelancer for a year. I didn't actually get a permanent spot. But because I didn't become permanent, I started YouTube.
Oh.
So honestly, all like happened for a reason. Because I was trying to become permanent at one store and they're like, oh, we already had filled the spot. And I was like, I guess I got to start YouTube then.
That's crazy.
Boom.
That's insane.
Yeah, so I'm a MAC alum too.
Oh, period.
Yeah, but there was that
just
like
a weird like
there was like this weird thing.
Either you were, I don't know, it was just like you were like too cool. Like if you're a makeup artist, like
yes.
Like it wasn't taken serious back then.
Yeah,
it was.
No.
But
yeah.
Girl, like I was just trying to get in where I could fit in at the time.
Right.
I was just like bored, unhappy, going through it. And then also like a lot of the stuff that I was seeing back then was like white and Asian. This was like white influencers and Asian influencers at the time dominated YouTube.
Only.
Oh yeah.
Exclusively.
It was like Michelle Phan.
Uh-huh.
And it was really nobody like darker than tan.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what I was doing, not realizing it, is I was like taking the looks and tweaking it for my complexion.
Totally.
So my friend
totally.
Was like, why don't you show other people how to do that? And I was just like, okay, like I guess. I don't really think anybody cares.
Like you put the work in first and then you can show other people how to do it for me specifically.
But I wasn't thinking like how, I guess I wasn't thinking how valuable it would be.
Yeah.
Totally.
I didn't really think anyone cared. But also this was like makeup wasn't really that popular for black
people. No, not then.
No, I think like black girls were more into like natural hair at this time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it.
Like, we cared more about our hair. Like it wasn't a thing.
Right.
So I was just like, eh, whatever. So I did end up eventually because I was like, well, I don't really have anything else.
You're like, what else am I going to do?
Right
like,
really?
Maybe she was
I don't have any money.
You're like, my hair's actually fire. Maybe I should go to the next thing. I already look good.
Do you guys also remember like Spectra days?
Spectra.
It was like a beauty forum that people used to join when they wanted to work for MAC.
I don't remember that because I didn't work.
Yes. So for me, it was like I was in the time of like watching YouTube videos of like how to get hired on Mac. So I wasn't Spectra so ones.
Spectra walked so that those YouTube videos could run.
Got it.
Before there was YouTube videos about how to get hired at Mac, it was Spectra forums about how to get hired at Mac.
Got it.
So basically, that's kind of how first I started uploading my looks on Spectra.
So you could upload photos and stuff.
Yes, you would upload.
Genius.
This was like pictorial day.
I remember that. You take
a picture of the base and then you take a picture swiping the crease.
We've come so far.
I remember those well. Mm-hmm. So that was how it was like a bunch of different things happening when I started my YouTube channel.
Totally.
One, I was showing people how to do looks that, you know, other people weren't really doing on my complexion at the time. Two, I was trying to get hired at Mac. So I was really on there trying to like kind of build my network. Yes, because I too was trying to figure out how to get hired at Mac. Three, I got so tired of going to makeup counters and stores. And this was like, you know, where smoky eyes were super popular. Kim K looks super popular.
Oh, yes,
the Mario Didovanovic was like, everybody wanted to do makeup like that. And I would go to counters and I'd be like, how do I do this? And they'd be like, oh, that wouldn't look good on you. Like, why don't you try this purple lipstick? And I'd be like, girl, did I ask you for purple lipstick?
I said, I want a smoky eye.
I said, I want a new
lipstick. I want to smell like that.
Just
I
like
want
this.
A smoky eye.
Didn't I tell you I wanted a new lip? So it was like, and it was so, this was so bad, guys. Like, this was a time where, like, I would walk into a counter and they would literally be like,
no.
And they would like, they would pull products from behind the gondola, the dark shades. They would pull the dark shades from behind the gondola and stuff them. And they would just stand there and just wait. And then it would be awkward. It would just be like, so I just got so tired of those experiences. And I was just like, I'm just going to start learning how to do this stuff myself.
Totally.
And that's exactly what I did. Mm-hmm. And so the reason why there wasn't really like a beauty guru community back, because this was 2009.
No. Yeah.
I feel like it didn't really start becoming somewhat of a community until like
2014.
I started in 13, and that those three years were like
you connected.
It started.
It started to finally become somewhat of a community.
It did.
And people
They were starting to have events. I met you. I met so many people at the Bellamy event.
Yeah.
And like that's like where it was like for the first time meeting people like in the same community. Like events were starting to become a thing.
Do y'all remember the motives? Parties and trips.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Do y'all remember
like
that?
The Florida and stuff. I know it was part of it, but I know what you're talking about.
I went on one.
Were we on the same one, Jackie?
I think we were.
Yeah.
Patrick was on
there. I could have.
Oh my God, like back in 2014.
Or was it the Pure trip?
I feel like the Motive one was before the Pure
trip. No, it was definitely before. Okay,
we
so
were
Motives,
both on the boat one.
Motives for sure has to have been my first brand trip. It has to have been.
Yeah.
Same.
Because I can't think of a single thing that I did before then. And then I think the Pure trips came after. And then I think Jouer.
Yeah.
I think that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. And we met on the Motives.
I think we just figured it out.
Wow.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Look at this. Yeah.
I know.
That's sickening.
That's so wild that like, am I crazy or was Motives like an MLM?
What's an MLM again?
An MLM is like a multi-level marketing.
Oh yeah.
They were shops.
So the owners of Motives owned shop.com and they were like multi-millionaires for owning that. And that was just like her side gig.
Motives was the side gig.
Yep.
So I remember people selling Motives.
Shop.com.
I thought it was e-commerce.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know about the whole recruit. I don't think it was.
It wasn't.
Maybe it wasn't.
I don't think it was actually.
It was like a very wealthy woman who had created and her husband shop.com. And then that was like her. She wanted a makeup line.
Yeah.
So
that's actually like really cool that they just made that happen.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's like labs nowadays, huge. Like cosmetic labs. Like, we want to have a makeup line too.
Yeah.
And the lab has a makeup line. It's like that.
Oh yeah, they do. Huh?
They do that.
I mean,
they literally do that.
It's a smart business move, but okay. Wait, can I ask you what's your favorite social media app? There's so many now.
Oh, yeah.
Like if that you had to delete them all but one.
Ooh.
Think about business wise too.
That's tough.
I'll say mine. I don't know if I know. Well, mine right now is TikTok.
Same.
Okay.
As like your personal favorite
to
use.
Yeah. I think it's TikTok right now. Same. I just think because it's so like. Wow. It reminds me of like what every other app was before it became
before what they are now. Before it was yeah. Lucky yeah. Ruins.
Before the ads
they combined it all.
Came all in. The mm-hmm. algorithms.
Yeah.
The, TikTok has the best algorithm too.
They kind of do.
They really
they do. They know what they're
it's
doing.
It's so honed in to me. Like I'll it's be scrolling so and I'm like, in. It's literally like, this is what I'm actually interested in.
I feel like scary. On Instagram, if I like it's one scary. Thing, I will see that and only that for the rest of my life and it's over.
Really?
Yeah. Like I feel like it's like so dangerous to like not comment or to comment and like something. Cause like, that's it for you. That's yeah.
It's like you're only going to be seeing that constantly.
Yeah. I mean, my algorithm on Instagram is pretty tailored to me.
Oh, it's exactly. Like, honed, it's like honed in for you.
Hey, here, sis, we thought you'd like this.
And the ads,
in fact,
you're like,
we've already okay. put it in your cart.
They got me good on them ads.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I was just saying, too. It'll be like 6 a.m, I'll be in my bed ordering a $200 dress. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Tab.
I know, deadly.
It clocks the hell out of me.
It's deadly. Too. But like also like, but like realistically, if you had TikTok for the rest of your life, do you feel like it would be beneficial for your brand too?
No,
right?
I don't think so
either.
But also as a consumer, I do think Instagram is kind of doing it.
Instagram is doing right. it.
Instagram puts
YouTube
me onto so many
too,
brands.
Though.
Yeah.
Instagram?
YouTube too. Definitely YouTube too for me.
In the ads?
No, the like for my brand.
Oh, for your brand.
For my brand itself. Yes. Like makes, definitely like YouTube yeah. would be like my biggest, I would
that
say.
That makes sense. Same. I'm taking a break from YouTube right now.
Are you? You're just like, I'm kind of getting a little hiatus.
I'm going to come back when I have something steady to give. Like, I'm not just going to upload. I'm not just
going to. Do you feel like, it's been doing for so long that you're like, I need like a little break?
Maybe. Yeah. I think this is like the first time I've taken like a real break.
Yeah. How does it feel?
But I'm not really taking a break because I'm on everywhere else.
I know. It's so true. Like, you're right. It's not even a purge. Yeah. It's not even a purge.
You're going to do the same amount of work, but you're going to expand that work into all your other avenues.
Mm-hmm. You got to be everywhere else.
Yep.
You have to
be
like, all your eggs in one basket.
And in this day and age?
Well, I recently did the Galentine's event with a smaller creator specifically that I wanted to give advice, honestly, to. I wish someone did that for us.
Yeah.
I know.
But no one knew.
They couldn't have, though.
We couldn't help. We were like the first wave.
Good enough, yeah.
So I'm like, why not take everything? Let me help you out some mistakes. But anyways, they're like, should I be up? I'm like, what are you doing?
Same.
Like, you have to upload on every platform.
I know.
It's not like Instagram baddie makes it anymore. It's, you got to expand yourself through all the platforms if you want to do this thing.
It's actually kind of shocking. Like I'll get asked that all the time too. Like how do you do it? And I'm like, I don't know.
I don't either.
I was like, nowadays, how? What to do is that, like, being on all the platforms is so important to, like, for different avenues of what you do. Like, I mean, us even starting the podcast, too, I'm like, that's another platform for us.
It is.
It's like YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, podcasting. It's like being on everything so that you can kind of, like, find your niche of what you love to do.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's how you also be seen. That's how you grow. Like, you have to be on everything else. Like, you can't, I feel like nowadays it's so hard to blow up unless you're blowing up on TikTok first.
And
like dead ass, like where are you blowing up else?
And the girls can't just be pretty on TikTok.
You have to do something.
It doesn't work the same way though on Instagram. No. Slap on a cute filter, honey, and just give a booty poke. And
no, it's not.
Girl, no, you have to like bring something.
You have to make it work.
You have to bring something to TikTok,
and then even funny,
just having a lot of followers,
entertaining
on YouTube does not.
Nope.
Actually, TikTokers have a hard time crossing over to YouTube.
They do because I know.
Do they?
Yes. I have a really hard time doing it.
I noticed their channels.
People ask me about it all the time. They're like, "How do you like what I do with YouTube?" And I'm like, "Girl, I don't know.
It used to not be like that."
I know. You built your entire audience off of short form content.
Yeah. So you're gonna have to basically, in a way, start over whenever YouTube like it doesn't cross over. Mm-hmm.
True.
Which is kind of wild.
I thought it was always the other way around. That YouTubers had a harder time.
I think that because YouTube, like, I think YouTube has this, like, there's a very specific, like, niche with YouTube where it's like people, like, are there for your, like, longer form content. So they feel more attachment to you in a way. Mm-hmm. Whereas TikTok, you could literally be like a popular TikToker and, like, no one knows who you are.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you're like a big on YouTube. Yeah, no, it's cool.
I love that.
But it's like harder for them to transition into YouTube because it's like they're not. The people aren't used to seeing that longer form content.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that's why it's like, if you're a YouTuber, popular YouTuber, you should be on all the platforms.
True.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're used to seeing. And so if you're doing funny short form content, that's like, oh, it's different.
Yeah.
Which, let's talk about the fact that, like, if you can make it on YouTube, you're good. Because
Let's just talk about it.
Yep. Keeping people engaged for longer than 5 minutes is not as easy as y'all think it is.
No, not even close.
People find that out real quick when they talk on the app.
Real quick, honey. So put some respect on these YouTubers, honey.
No, it's like, so true.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. I connect. So this industry's big out here in LA, specifically the beauty guru world. It's big.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I connect more and relate more with people, you and a handful of others that are YouTubers, not IG people. We do both.
I think it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But YouTubers, because that has always been my bread and butter, yours, how we all started. And like, exactly. That's what we put all our time and work into versus people. Then there's the group that did the Instagram and right. like yep. posted, which I mean, we did both and maybe they uploaded occasionally, but it's like, you know what like your app is.
Yeah.
And so I always like oddly enough connected with the YouTubers, but I'll tell you the YouTubers are a little different. I don't know what mm-hmm. to put on it.
Why do you the think?
There's like a little spice to
there's
it.
There's a kick.
But when Instagrammers that specifically are like mostly on Instagram and that's their biggest platform, mm-hmm. they definitely have just as much personality, but I feel like YouTubers, I don't want to use the word braver, but like they're just more like open, and it's because they put themselves out there with these unfiltered videos.
Oh, because it's yep. video.
It's video.
Yeah. We've been on camera. We've been stupid. We've done all the things mm-hmm. and like put ourselves out there, whereas Instagram is such a like filtered, guarded.
It's aesthetic. It's like,
you can still be guarded on Instagram.
Oh, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Which is a good thing, I think, mm-hmm. also, because yeah. a lot of influencers have like social anxiety.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they have a hard time connect. Like back in the day, and then starting when YouTube, when I started, like, you're talking to a camera by yourself. What the hell is
that
wrong with you?
Yep.
Here is my therapist's number.
No, literally, uh-huh. it was
do
like
you
psychotic.
Need help. It yep. was literally yeah. unhinged behavior. Yeah.
No, it was. Yep. Like, you need
so
therapy.
If you can-
it's true.
I still need
true.
Therapy.
Sometimes I'm not kidding you. I'll have like one of those moments where I detach of what I'm doing and I'm in my room and I'm filming to a camera talking and I'm like, not being extra to you right now when I'm not talking to anyone. As if I'm literally like, I'm talking to a fucking camera as if it's a human being. And I'm like, yes, bitch, better work. And I'm like, you're not real.
No one's here.
No one's here.
I detach and I'm like, am I okay? And I'm like, this is why I'm a YouTuber.
I can film a YouTube video in my sleep.
Me too.
Same.
Me too.
Hey,
I still can.
Welcome back to my channel. What are we doing today?
Like, you know, literally.
You don't unlearn that.
You yeah. don't.
You don't unlearn
it's
that.
It's in your no,
you
DNA. Don't.
Yeah.
Your DNA.
But it is harder. It is harder. Mm-hmm. It is harder because you're talking to basically a camera.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
and no
by yourself.
It's actually people.
And you have to keep the conversation engaged even though you're not really having a conversation because you're by yourself. You have
that's
to make
so
sure
weird
you're
to think
in
about.
Focus. You have to make sure you're not gray because of the lighting.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
It ain't easy.
Tyler said being a YouTuber, a good YouTuber, is being able to hold a really good conversation with yourself.
Oh, I'm good at that.
See?
Oh, I'm good at that.
I think we all are, actually.
The truth. Yeah.
I think I'm we all are. That. Like, that's literally what we do as a YouTuber.
Crazy. Exactly.
We're crazy. We're talking to ourselves. We're literally like, there's this video of this woman like on the bus and she's like not all there and she's talking to, she's like, and like the camera pans to it.
Period.
And it's no one there.
But at the same time, she said what she said. Period. Like, I felt that.
And I was like, oh, I agree. I agree.
Like, points were made. Like, you heard her, so.
We do that every day.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back on that psychotic note. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage, you guys. Cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for mm-hmm. my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes. Okay, guys, and we're back with the psychobabble that we're about to talk about. But I want to know, this is what I really want to know. Because we do this, I feel like every time we have a guest,
this is we have to ask
best and worst brand experience. And you don't have to say brand names.
You don't have to spill any names.
Because we don't spill names, but we do spill the tea.
But we do spill the tea.
And so we have to know your best brand experience where you're like, oh my God, this was actually incredible.
Or one you just enjoyed a lot.
Or one you loved. And then like one of the worst ones where you're like, what the fuck just happened?
Well,
it could be literally collab. It could be literally anything. Literally.
Okay, best and worst.
You can start with best first, so that's easier too.
She's like, let me ponder.
I thought we were doing a brand trip. I don't know why I thought you said brand trip.
Literally anything. Brand trip experience, any brand related.
I'm gonna keep it very vague because I know people like to
dig and
tussle. I know people like to tussle,
and I know people also like to investigate. So I'm gonna keep it very vague.
Yes.
But I went on a trip that let's
she went on
just
a trip,
say,
y'all. She went on a trip.
Huh?
I'm like, she went on a trip. Let's investigate.
It was a trip, but I've been on a lot of trips. So
good luck
finding this one. Let's just say it wasn't as accommodating as what we're typically used to.
Got it.
And
I know what you're gonna say.
I'm not gonna say the reason why. The reason why I'm not gonna say too much is because the first thing, if I tell the story of like what really happened,
they're gonna know.
They're gonna not only that, but they're gonna be like, YouTuber didn't get to stay in a five-star motel.
So what motel did you stay at? Which crack motel did you stay at? I would like to know.
It was unlike anything
I
can describe to you. It was pretty bad.
Bad. Like the accommodations, like everything was just not good.
It was just bad. It was bad. And I'm not even saying like bad in comparison to, it was just like
not good.
It was just objectively like the average person would not enjoy the experience.
I know what you're talking about because we were at Christina's.
Did I tell that story?
It was bad. Look in your eye, I was like, I know what
you knew exactly.
If you tell, I agree.
Yeah.
It'll be too obvious.
I don't mind laughing at it now.
Right.
But it was, first of all, Coins was cute, and I don't typically get paid for trips.
Oh, like, no, I don't think I've ever gotten paid for trips.
So it was like tied into a
brand deal.
It was like tied into a deal.
So that's nice.
And it was a great, so I was like, oh, cool. Like, yeah, I'll go.
Yeah.
And it didn't turn out to be what I had hoped. And the whole time, just was laying in bed like, thank God they paid me. You'll laugh at this later.
And you can now.
I mean, I laughed.
But it was trauma.
It was a lot. It was like not okay. Like it was just not okay. But it was, at the end of the day, it was, you know, it is what it is.
It happened.
It's not the worst thing I've ever experienced, but it definitely was one of those things where like, had I known this is what I was signing up for,
it wouldn't have happened.
It wouldn't have been worth the money for me personally.
Oof. I can't wait for you to tell me after that we could turn this camera on.
When I show you pictures.
You already know, so I'm over here
trauma.
Like
trauma.
When I show you pictures, so that was probably the worst.
The worst, yeah. What about when you're best?
What am I best?
Whether it's a brand trip or brand experience, anything.
I have so many like
that were good
peak career moments.
Yes.
So great,
mm-hmm.
especially doing what I like. What I represent, like I feel like much of my success as a beauty influencer was like not supposed to happen for people like me.
Yeah.
So it just feels great being here. Like, I don't know. I've had so many, like I loved working with Anastasia. I loved working with Amazing. Face.
Awesome. Yes.
I've literally had so many career highs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like that all the time was like being a boy.
You came out with that eyeshadow palette with Anastasia Beverly Hills. Yes. Really huge career moment because they don't collab with a lot of people.
I know.
They don't give out collabs.
Yeah.
So that was huge mm-hmm. for you. And you said it was a great experience.
It was.
It was a beautiful
palette. So it was great. It was awesome. Fun. And the palette was stunning.
Creatively, like I just had full control. They just kind of let me do what I want.
See, that's amazing.
It was great. That's the way it should. Brands take notes.
And honestly, it's true. Like, let them have free reign. Truly.
Let people do what they want to do, you know? Like, anyway.
No, it's true. Yeah. I mean, I've had good and bad brand experiences for Same. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like collab wise, not even just like brand collab-y. Experiences, like even collab wise, I've had good and bad experiences. So I'm like,
yeah, it can definitely collabing no more. One way or another.
I mean, it gets to a point where it's like, okay, I've closed this chapter now.
No, totally.
For me, like I've already told people like I'm not doing any more beauty collabs. Like, I feel like I've already done.
You checked your list.
You know,
that's what I feel too.
I feel like it's definitely not that we've evolved from it, that we're better than it, but it's just like we've kind of all done it.
Yeah, exactly. Our own projects,
which is what we're going to be talking about next.
Yes.
We've kind of evolved into our own projects, Forever Mood.
Yes.
Ooh.
How did that even come to be? Like,
today,
where did like.
Wait,
I mean, oh my God, we're literally freaking burning.
New Money. That's one of my favorites, which that's coming back home with me. I brought that from my house. And
you
it's
love New Money?
Here. Yes.
I've seen clean. The perfumes that you wear it's and the
not,
other.
It's not the perfumes I wear. I know it's so different.
It's a little different.
It is.
Okay. Okay.
But I just like how, especially how clean it is.
It's coconutty.
It's fresh.
Mm-hmm. It's sort fresh. Of salty. So this came out my birthday collection last year. Mm-hmm. Forever Mood, my candle brand.
You don't have this one anymore.
I don't know if you can buy it. I don't think you can purchase it now.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I have
you guys
to
will love the candles anyways. Real quick, tell us where we can buy them and then I want to talk about actual Forever Mood.
Yeah, so our website forevermood.com mm-hmm. and Sephora US and Canada in store and online.
Well, good luck if you can love get them in store because the luck. Racks are empty.
They're buried. I love that. That's amazing.
I know. That's like every that's awesome. Brand
that's
founder's
a goal. That's a dream.
It is because I know Sephora like kind of had candles, but I literally think they created a candle department for you.
No, literally.
They actually did. I think it was just like right time. Like their candle department, it was a little bit lesser. It was sort of taking a backseat.
They had like diffusers and
stuff. Definitely a backseat.
Yeah, they weren't like really pushing it. But then quarantine happened and everybody's at home and we're all like, what the hell we gonna do now? Like,
we don't need
what
lip
the
boss.
Hell we gonna do now?
Yeah, we're at home. We need something for the house.
So yeah, that's how the brand, the brand didn't start because of quarantine. The brand was a long time coming. I've always loved scent, fragrance.
Yes.
Home
your
fragrance
scent collection,
especially.
Your perfume collection.
But
I'm going through that one day.
It's a lot. Mm-hmm. You're more than welcome.
Yes.
No, literally.
I got something for like every, like guaranteed, no matter what fragrance family you like, you visit my house, you gonna find something.
Oh, I believe that. I'm a fragrance fanatic. And I get real excited.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I just love the way it makes you feel.
Yeah.
Like, you know, especially when you're at home. Like,
it's almost like a treat in a way.
It is a treat. I get home, I light my candles. I wake up in the morning. The first thing I do is I light my candles.
I trim that wick.
Oh, so you know what time it is.
I know.
Doing the maintenance.
She knows. Yep.
Trim that wick. Trim your wicks, people.
Trim your wicks. You don't want the black smoke.
You don't want the black smoke. You're inhaling all that.
Yep.
It's going to stain your fixtures and your furniture.
The ceiling eventually. You heard it here first.
You heard it from a candle wizard.
Yep.
Wizard.
A literal candle wizard.
Trim your wicks.
Yep. You heard it here first.
Yep.
Yes. Gryffindor wizard. Okay. So then like it was a long time coming.
Yes.
And so now you guys are you guys planning on expanding more than being in Sephora too? Or is it like kind of like seeing what the vibe is?
I'm very strategic with retail partnerships because I feel like why would I... Without saying too much, but like,
of course,
we love Sephora. It makes sense for the product. It also makes a lot of sense for like the consumer, like the Forever Mood customer,
and smell it in person.
The Forever Mood girl. Mm-hmm. No, I mean just like the Sephora, the type of customers that they attract.
Yes,
it's different from sometimes other retailers, right? Like they have their own customer profile.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, well, if we're in Sephora, like, why would we go into another place that would potentially compete? Like, if the same customer wants a Sephora product, they'll just go to Sephora.
Do you get what
I mean? Totally.
So like, if we were to expand other retailers, it would be like non-competitive.
Totally. Mm.
And also like overseas. So like other countries, like the UK, my poor Europe, our poor Europe customers are paying a boatload for shipping.
Yeah.
We're working on international partners. We're trying, but it's hard. It's hard. It takes time. And then you guys are slightly unique. You guys have beauty brands. Candles are heavier and then the glass can break.
Oh God.
Temperatures. So shipping with temperatures, things melt. So there's a whole different set of.
Yeah. You just got to distribute from over there.
Exactly.
Literally.
That's what we're working on now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're still operating at the level of a small business. So we have to like figure out how to do that, like, and then how can we afford it? And then, you know, like, how can we expand without stretching too much for what we're doing domestic?
So. Without literally clearing your entire account. Clearing, trying to pay for the fucking POs and shit.
And then not being able to afford to launch anything else after that.
Exactly. And so you have to wait till the launch happens and you're like, okay, I got money again.
It gets really tricky when a small business is doing big business sales.
Yeah.
It gets really, really tricky.
I wish.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, it's like growing pains.
It is.
It's almost like
a great problem though. It's a great problem, but it's still a problem.
But it creates way more problems when you're moving that massive stuff at a small business capacity because you didn't have that time to learn baby steps and grow. It just boom.
Exactly.
And you're like, what do you do? And you're like, shit. And you're shook.
It's a great problem.
Exactly. It is a great problem. And then, you know, the thing is with the factories, like similar to the beauty like industry, you know how sometimes you try to go to a factory like, hey, we want to do this lipstick with you. And they're like, who are you? Why do we care?
Yes. Yep.
Can you do a like, 300,000 like
how many units you want.
Yeah.
And it's like we are, because we're still operating in a small business, but we sell large, we sell arguably more than the average small startup.
Absolutely.
They don't necessarily like see you the same. Like if you're, unless you're operating at the level of like a huge competitor, they're going to be like, we don't care.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, we literally don't care.
It's weird. They're almost like influencer stuff is like a niche in the middle of its own. Like
it's a niche.
It's not like baby startup where it's like you're ordering 100 units.
Right.
But it's not a conglomerate that's ordering hundreds of thousands of units.
Exactly.
So it's like this weird middle, and you have to find these labs that are okay with you being in the middle.
And there's not a lot of labs that meet that middle point.
No, right.
There's just not.
There isn't.
At a reasonable cost.
Right. You
know? See, that's the thing is they always want to charge more because you're not ordering higher units.
You're not
units.
Order hiring units. So it's not like, worth it for
it's
them.
It's not worth it for them. So they're like, oh, we're going to charge you $1 more for the amount of units. I'm like, why?
I wish people knew this kind of stuff though.
Yeah. I know.
And then on top of that, like I want to pay my employees livable wage.
No, literally that, on top of that.
We have... I don't know what you want me to tell you. Like, I can't compete with like a $10 candle. I just can't. I cannot operate that low. Like,
right.
But most of our customers, like, they're pretty chill about it.
And they understand too.
They completely understand. Like,
we get it.
They don't give us a hard time about it for the most part.
Okay, good enough.
But
there
are for sure people who've been like, why are candles so expensive? It's like, do y'all know what it takes to?
People don't realize that.
I appreciate, I don't mind paying a little bit more for a nice candle. I genuinely enjoy them. They're also decor in the home as well as something to and actually enjoy. So like I genuinely, but your candles, we're talking them up. They're not outrageous. Like they're not like $100.
They're not like Lavo candles. Yeah, like they're not crazy. Like
but when you're an influencer, I think people have this like,
they
you
do.
Should be humble.
They
you should like
do.
Start off
at $20
for the little guy. It's like, 100%. Well, I would love to, but
we can't scale up like that either,
way.
Though.
Yeah, like there's just, if there was a way that I knew how to do that, of course I would do that.
Right.
100%.
I'd sell more products if it was cheaper.
Yeah.
Like,
of course. We want, that's how I feel even with like, with the brand too, like even with like palettes or like anything like that, I'm always like, do I have it priced at what I can right now to like make sure that it covers all the bases? And even then, I should technically be charging more because of the amount it takes for the fill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I still don't want to gouge either.
And a lot of that money made isn't like buying us bags. It goes back into the company.
Oh God.
100%.
Just right back in.
It goes, it's like
it goes right back in. It goes right back
in. It's cycling itself.
Yeah.
Until you build that thing up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It takes a while for brands to like really be profitable.
Oh yeah.
It's like 3 years for like usual startup brands to make a profit. It's like 3 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would say like 3 to 5.
Yeah. It's 3 to 5 years.
Yeah. I'm not surprised
to see a profit because the amount of money put into it, especially if you're self-funded, then it's like so much money gets put into it that you're like, am I ever getting this money back?
You guys were both self-funded, right?
We were both self-funded.
Yeah. All of us were.
Yeah.
I love that for us.
It's tough.
It's hard.
It's tough.
It's fucking hard. And sometimes I get really down on myself for like, and I compare myself to other brands that are in the beauty space and other influencers that are not really self-funded.
I will say that I try so hard not to do that because it's like they do so much and have like the coolest graphics and the sickest photo shoots and like so many launches.
40 SKUs in a launch.
And I'm just like, you can't even like look at that and be like, because it's a different game. We're in a whole different game here. Like, it's not even the same baseball field.
You can't compare yourself.
I know I can't. I can't compare
where I don't compete.
No, literally, I say, I'm like, I don't compete in that category. So it's like, why it's am like, I even doing that to myself?
I'm going to kill myself. So I've kind of backed out of doing that. Like, the more I grow with it.
I've gotten like better at it too. I used to be way worse. I used to be like, I'm a loser. My brand sucks.
Oh my God.
No, I'm very self-deprecating in that way though. I'd be like, I'm like doing the best I can. It's not enough. I always feel like I'm not doing enough. Yeah. I can't like make enough SKUs or like things like that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think that's a very normal like part of life.
It is.
And I think that's a very normal part of being a creator in general.
Yeah. Yeah. You also like pour your heart and soul into like each project. And it's like, I don't have a team of a zillion people to help me to do all those things. Yeah. So it's like, I'm really honed in and focused on like the one thing I got.
I think those thoughts are natural. You just have to kind of like check back in and be like, whoa, where's this coming from?
The inner saboteur.
Let's pause. Let's slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's reel it back in, you know?
That's literally what it is. That's literally what it is.
Absolutely.
Jackie.
Dang.
It's been so much fun having you.
That was a great way to end it off.
I know. Right?
Just like sobering. Like, wow.
You're like, and namaste.
I know.
And namaste by your fucking candles. The end.
Amen.
Amen. No, but is there anything like else that you want to like plug or anything like that?
You got
like,
anything new coming?
Yeah, any new like projects happening?
Ooh, I mean, well, hell yeah.
You're like, of course we do.
Of course. I'm really excited about the pipeline of scents for this year. Specifically because when we first launched, we were just kind of like, before the collection would have to come out, we would like figure it out and then we'd launch.
Okay.
But now we're learning how to like actually be a year out. Yes. So we actually are ahead, like we're now working on like 2023 launches.
Oh, got that's it. Amazing. So love it. Love
stuff
it, love
that
it.
Like I forgot about is about
it's
to
coming
come,
up.
Yes. It's about to come out. I'm just like, oh, I love this one. I forgot about this one.
You're like, oh.
You get excited all over again.
Yeah,
yes, it's true. Because you forget because you're working on the next year. So you're like,
you're
oh my God,
so
wait.
Far ahead.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, seasons change. So I burn different things throughout different seasons.
Totally.
So
right.
It's coming into spring. So I'm excited about what we have coming up there. Yeah. And then also, shout out to my other Instagram page, Lavishly Jackie.
Yes.
Lavishly Jackie.
All things bougie and luxe and home and lifestyle.
That's her TikTok too, y'all.
That's pretty much it's a hybrid of Jackie Aina slash Lavishly. Mm-hmm. But
I made Aaron watch one of your TikToks. I found this podcast is never going to end.
That's how we do it.
It was the one where you were like, I'm writing down my thoughts. Mm. And then you kind of deep dive into other things. Yeah. And I was, because we were talking about you this morning. Because I was like, oh, what? She was like, why are you getting ready? I was like, I'm going to film podcast. Jackie's coming on. So I was like, I want you to watch this. One, because it was very touching, and I'm sure it all went over her head because she's 18, and you have to experience more life to like hone
appreciate
in on that
things
deepness
like that
of it, the deepness of it. But that was a good one.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you guys should check out her TikTok. Also, I showed her the one which resonated with her more, where you were unpacking the knife set, and I was like, watch this part.
No, why does that resonate with her?
I know, right? That one's the one. That was the one.
I'm like, the one
she
that,
thinks shit like that's so funny.
I love that. The one that really resonated for me was when we dropped it low. That was so fucking funny.
That was good.
That was so funny. I love that.
The 2016 era.
That was literally
like get our lives together.
That was nostalgia.
It was nostalgia.
I have not been with in that group of people
at all.
Years.
Yeah, I have. That's been such a long time.
Yeah,
years is crazy.
Kristen Dominique brought us together.
Shout out to Kristen.
Shout out to Kristen.
I know.
She listens too, so I know she's gonna hear this. Like, shout out to Kristen. Shout out to Kristen.
It was so good to see you guys.
Likewise.
Too. Honestly, it was so much fun. Thank you so much for coming on again. We appreciate it so much.
Me.
It was so much fun.
Of course.
We'll see you guys in the next episode. We get rate, sub, subscribe, the whole thing, comment.
Check out Forever Mood
and Jackie Aina.
Or ForeverMood.com. You can also check out Lavish Jackie.
Lavishly Jackie.
Or Jackie Aina. She has two. Check them both out.
Yes.
Yes.
We love you guys so much. Have a great day. Mwah. Bye.
Bye. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.